This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We are oh so close to November 3rd. Can't you feel it in the air? There may be some big changes coming locally and on the Hill, and who knows about 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you are safe in whatever hamlet that you hail from as you are listening to this show. We're going to traverse in a couple of different directions and catch you up on what happened with that hurricane that slammed into the Gulf Coast. You know, it's interesting when you say, oh, thank goodness it was only a one or a two, which on my measuring stick, a one or a two certainly is not nothing. It's not something I would normally celebrate as somebody who's been through a couple of hurricanes, but when you are hurricane weary and you've seen some of the most ferocious storms one can imagine, it's not the same thing as some of the high water marks of the past. So there is warnings when you get a hurricane. So hurricane, Zeta made landfall in Louisiana, and I feel for my people in Louisiana, those that are in New Orleans and surrounding parishes, and when you're talking about some spots, 110 miles an hour, that's the winds. I mean, wow. Louisiana really has had it hard, folks. They've had it double-dipping on them twice this year. They were hit by two tropical storms and now three hurricanes. So, and New Orleans has been in the warning area for these potential tropical cyclones seven times, with each one luckily veering to the east or to the west. Don't tell the people who were touched by it on either side of the great city of New Orleans, but boy, they have dodged it for sure, because you had warnings that stretched from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Alabama-Mississippi state line, including Lake Pontchartrain and, of course, the metropolitan area of New Orleans. But Zeta's path was similar to both Hurricane Laura, which slammed Louisiana in August, and Hurricane Delta, which hit the area a couple of weeks after that. Looking at the storm and where it ventured and the winds and whatnot, and of course the Louisiana governor, John Bel Edwards, who's had so much to focus on, but has to be concerned always about what we're seeing weather-wise, had an eye on right from the beginning to make sure, knowing that thousands would lose power and that they would be in a situation where you could have a surge of up to 8 feet. And so that those forced winds, those terrible winds, of course, not helping anybody as they try desperately to do that sandbagging or boarding up or whatever they can. Coronavirus is also surging, much different than a wall of water. There is kind of a dark gloom that has put itself over, like those big clouds that sometimes cover the sky on stormy days over Europe, as that's where so many people are starting to find that the as-promised, sadly, wave that could hit. So Germany and France on Wednesday joined others announcing shutdowns to try to get this virus under control, though the new measures for them less restrictive than in the spring, but more getting more pushback from that too. So it's been tough. And, you know, for the first time, they say in Italy, they closed theaters. And they had tried very hard to keep them open, and people were protesting over that, but, you know, they knew they couldn't do that. And while we see what's happening overseas in the United States, when we look at the death toll, it's 228,000, and that's out of 8.93 million cases. As we have so many people listening outside of our borders, and some of them in those areas I'm talking about where that gloom is kind of settling in, 1.17 million people have died, and that's out of a total of 44 million cases. Thank goodness 29.8 million have recovered, but that's never, ever enough. That number is still too small for the amount of people who have gotten, have gotten sick. And I was reading this morning just an interesting headline that made me think about this. You know, we don't pull any punches here, obviously. I say this all the time. I started the show because I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, or hate labels, don't have a label, have changed your mind over the years, whatever it is, politically speaking. But there's no way to dodge this. And the headline I read was, there's no way to sugarcoat it. COVID-19 cases keep spiking. The U.S. set a record for new cases over a seven-day period with 500,000 infections. And, of course, when you see that, there's a couple of things that go through your mind. One, you say, oh, thank goodness it's not my family because they're not in that area. And, oh, I feel for those people. But the other thing you say is, I don't want that wave to come here because we just reopened and more businesses are opening. And are they going to have to shut down? And then what does that do to jobs? And what does that do to the fears of people who won't support small businesses, won't go out, aren't going to go and have dinner, aren't going to go and grab some of the things they would normally grab in shops that are in strip centers or malls, whether they're outdoor or indoor malls, and all of that affects how many people are employed. And that's just one sector, because there I'm mentioning retail and, of course, restaurants. But what about hotels where you circle around a 10-mile radius where you live and see what the hotel parking lots look like? A good way to judge whether people are staying there or not. And I've seen some of the biggest hotels with empty lots, because who wants to stay in a hotel if it's risky in the area where they are? Even with great ways to combat COVID and taking all kinds of measures, it really pushes some people away. And if they have to drive straight through somewhere, they're going to drive straight through rather than risk it when they see what's happening in these hot spots where the virus has spiked again. So this isolated feeling for so many continues with the elusive devil that we've been fighting since March. And we're not alone in this, because you heard what I said about France and Germany locking down, and a lot of business is taking a beating. So it's the human capital and straight out what's in your wallet. All right, we're motoring through. I'll meet you at the next stop.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mail bag. Dig in the mail bag. Dig in the mail bag.
Yes, we are in the mail room, and the virtual mail is everywhere. It's a mess. We have to get organized. I'm going to have to pay someone to do that. I think I'm setting up a lemonade stand to be able to pitch a few pennies the way of a mailroom attendant. Let's put it that way. You know, I once applied for a job in the mailroom, and I did not get it. I was beaten out, and I really wanted that job. And it was, I want to say, at NBC in New York. I thought it would have been fun to do the mail thing and work my way up. All right. We're not going down that rabbit hole. Let's move over to this one. Gwen says, hi, Kate. I started listening to the show because of my boyfriend, frankly, and I really enjoy it. I wanted to get your take on who you think is going to win the election. I'm talking about the presidential election. Do you think it's four more years of Mr. Trump, the president, or do you think it's going to be Joe Biden? Well, yeah, that. Let me ask my eight ball here. Let me shake it. I'm shaking the eight ball. It says, ask again later. Some of the swing states are pretty tight, and that's what's going to matter. Although I just saw a poll where Biden was up 17 points in Wisconsin. Texas is a toss-up. Colorado, biggest blue, they say, maybe in eight decades. 75 million people have already voted, And I don't think there's going to be an announcement on November 3rd. I could be wrong because of some of the early voting. But even some of the most loyal and I'll say schooled in breaking down numbers, Republicans I know, say that they don't think Donald Trump is going to do two terms. If they base it on some of the early results, and because people just got too hit by COVID economically, that he will not do two terms. I say it's too early to call. People were saying, remember Hillary Clinton had just bagged it. Oh, that's all the things that were out there, the things that were said, the Billy Bush incident. No. That even if it was closer, and then look what happened. So nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, nothing surprises me. So I would say let's see as we get even closer what some of those polls are saying. And some of the polls absolutely, some of the polls absolutely have Biden ahead by a ton. But we know what happens when you assume and you read the polls and don't go into more of that minutia and then look at who were the people that were polled. I'll tell you one thing that happened that was not good. You had hundreds of President Trump's fans that were left supposedly stranded in the freezing cold after they gathered together to offer their undying support. And this was at a freezing Nebraska airfield. If you know anything about the Midwest, and particularly those areas, when we say cold, it's really cold. So several hundreds of people were, there just wasn't buses to transport them. And they say it was so cold, at least seven people were taken to a hospital. And the Trump campaign blamed the problems on traffic flow and said they had arranged enough buses for everybody. But you had people that were waiting to get on this bus and to be taken to the right location. And the shuttles weren't operating. And so they stood there for hours and hours on end. So you had a few people that were not happy by what they felt was being stranded by the president's people. Then I got this one from Joe, who says, Kate, do you think that in your lifetime this election has been the most stressful and the most polarizing of all? Yes, yes, and yes. I was just reading something from the American Psychological Association, and they did a survey, and their survey came up with these numbers. Two-thirds of Americans say the election is a significant source of stress. Two-thirds. 68% of all adults say that the 2020 U.S. presidential election is a significant stressor. That's up 16 points from 2016, when 52% said the same thing. So those feelings of anxiousness, anxiety, yeah, people are feeling that all the way around. All the way around. So there you go. It makes sense, again, because of, who are you around? I mean, only like-minded people or different people who are worried about what's going to happen if who you vote for doesn't get in, and what does that mean, and what kind of significant changes are we going to see? Yeah. All right, how about this one? This one is from Ted, and Ted says, Hi, Kate. I have been, like you, watching to see what Trump does to rebound and watching to see what happens with Biden. And, of course, Biden is vowing to unite the country and save the country as he hit the Midwest. And he keeps talking about the saving the country And he talks about, you know, doing what he can to make our hearts turn away from stone. And he said, I refuse to believe people are feeling that way. And, you know, he said that this country will go in a much different direction if you vote the right way. While the president said, because this is all about campaigning, this election is a matter of economic survival for Michigan. And then he said, look what I've done, arguing that the state's economy was strong before the pandemic hit. He also cheered Senate candidate John James, who could win the state, and then went after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer for shutting down most of the state's economy to slow the spread of the virus. And he even kind of threw a little shade on federal authority types breaking up what they said was a plot to kidnap her, and which she said was part of Trump's violent rhetoric that helped spark all that. This one comes to us from Sam I.M. Sam, how are ya? And Sam says, Kate, I'm looking at what I'm going to be for Halloween, and I know that's frivolous, but I'm tired of the politics of the day. Frankly, it makes me sick the way Americans have torn into each other. I don't understand why you can't leave people's yard signs. I don't understand why you can't disagree with your neighbor, but yet you could still be friends because there's other common ground. So I will be glad when we get through November 3rd. It can't happen soon enough. Even if there's not a winner announced, at least we'll know we'll be closer to one. And I think that is significant to help all of us keep our sanity. Yeah, I like the way you said that. Yes, we want to keep our sanity, absolutely. And then how about this one? This one is from Christopher. And Christopher says, hey, Kate Delaney, I am watching what's happening in the NFL this year. So, yes, wah, 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 I'm not happy about the politics. We already voted, and I'll watch what happens as the results come in. But I am all about watching some NFL. Tell me when your contest is. Ha ha! Perfect time for that. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, you could nail the score when I announce the game of the week. You call in, tell me who's going to win and what the score is. Hang with us.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Zeta is weakening as it moves into Mississippi. The storm made landfall Wednesday afternoon near Cocotree, Louisiana, as a Category 2 hurricane. Zeta brought with it several inches of rain, storm surge that flooded coastal areas, and sustained winds of more than 110 miles per hour. The fast-moving storm is expected to bring tropical storm conditions to the Atlanta area by Thursday morning and then move into the Appalachians. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to rise in the U.S. as hospitalizations are growing by 5% or more in 37 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns of the bad position the country is in. He told the Journal of the American Medical Association that things could only get worse as we head into winter.
We should have been way down in baseline and daily cases, and we're not. We're going into a precarious situation where much of what we're going to be doing is going to be indoors as opposed to outdoors.
USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has upheld a lower court's decision allowing ballots in Pennsylvania that arrive up to 3 days after Election Day to be counted. In a note accompanying the order, justices said it was too close to the election for them to step in. New Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from the case because of a lack of time to review the filing. The court also upheld a lower court's decision in a North Carolina case that will allow for ballots that arrive up to 9 days after Election Day to be counted in that state. With less than a week before the election, there's a growing concern that with the influx of absentee and mail-in ballots, delays at the postal service could keep votes from being counted, or that mail-in voting isn't secure. But the commissioner of the Federal Elections Commission says that people can trust the system. Alan Weintraub tells Fox News that while safety shouldn't be a concern, people may want to consider dropping off their ballot as the deadlines draw near.
So I think anybody who has their ballot in hand should do whatever they can to get it in on time. Said, I think just in the normal course of mail, in a week. So if people haven't mailed their ballot in yet and they're planning on using an absentee ballot, I would do a drop-off.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To save my soul, I can't get a date. My baby's got a tumor on Chevrolet. Why did I want me through the TV, shooting up the ladder. My baby loves the Western movies. My baby loves the Western movies.
Show coming up. Don't forget, we do have Nail the Score, and again, we'll pick the game of the week, and you call up. You could clean us out of our prize closet. We've had some great winners in the past, but we haven't had any for a while. People that have come close but haven't nailed it. I know Pete, I think, he should be out of the bunker, and he'll call us. We love our Pete from Texas and Sharon in Maine and a bunch of other regulars who email us. But you can jump on the phone lines just as easily, win some fab prizes and bragging rights, and take a break from everything else that annoys you. So, and you don't have to know anything about football. The number is 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. That's coming up in our next segment. But right now, it's time for the mic drop moment. This is a shocker. The Bachelorette couldn't be a bigger show. You know that whole series, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette? I mean, we're talking about season 16. So lots of eyeballs are on this show. And what happened was during the show that aired at 8 o'clock locally in Detroit, there was a graphic that appeared on the left side of the screen that showed election results. With 100% of the vote reported according to the graphic, President Donald Trump won, receiving 50% of votes over Joe Biden's 44%. Whoops. That is a mic drop moment. So I can only imagine, and who knows if he was paying attention, but the GM of that station, it was WXYZ-TV, the vice president and general manager, Mike Murray, apologized Wednesday morning for the accidental testing of the system that's going to be used next week for actual election night coverage. He said, "We inadvertently aired an election result graphic as part of our testing of the system that we're going to use." He said, "The results displayed were randomly generated by that system. We apologize for any confusion. We have taken steps to ensure this won't happen again." No, cats in the bag, bags in the river. It's already out there. Sorry, Mike, but you did what you're supposed to do when you're in that position. You apologize. However, there are people that were furious over seeing that, and what an error. But that wasn't, they didn't just stop there, because the graphic that was on the side of the screen also had Republican challenger John James beating Democratic U.S. Senator Gary Peters in the Michigan Senate race by 50-46%. Also, Democratic U.S. Congresswoman Aliza Slotkin defeating the Republican contender Paul Jung by 52-46%. So, you know, they were obviously made up tallies. They did throw one Democrat in there, though. That might have been a good thing. But boy, that is a terrible, terrible slip up. And it makes sense. They were practicing, but they had the wrong switch on that actually put it on the air. And like I said, huge ratings for that show. We are in a pandemic. People are inside, especially in, when I say they're inside, especially it's cold and they're watching their favorite television show. People are paying attention to that, and they did get lots of nasty calls. And again, despite apologizing, and what do? You move on from there. That's like hot mics and wrong graphics, and, you know, can really change somebody's opinion of what they're looking at, and what does that mean, and what do they read into it. And he was trying to say, don't read anything into it, right? All right, so we're going to give you a little bit of what I call odds and ends on the heels of that mic drop moment. That's just, again, one of the craziest that I've seen in a very, very long time. How about this? A U.S. judge overruled the Texas governor, saying that masks are required at the polls. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, had said that, you know, first of all, let's re-rack this. A federal judge ordered that anyone who enters or works at this Texas polling place, you got to wear the face covering. And what happened was they were going back and forth, they being the governor, et cetera, over the whole mask thing, and ruling that it creates discrimination against some people. And so you have to, you know, voting, you got to be able to minimize risk of exposure. So you have to wear a mask. Now, at the polling places, which I don't understand, because they're saying it could be discriminatory in either way. They have, when I was there, they had masks. If you needed a mask, you could get a mask. So it was just interesting that this became a thing. And the ruling came after the Texas chapter of the NAACP and Mi Familia Vota sued to force the state to adopt a list of safety requirements during the pandemic, including more polling stations, additional voting machines, and an extra week of early voting on top of the 6 additional days already ordered by Greg Abbott. So more confusion continues to abound out there. Poll numbers, because Wisconsin, some of them are outrageous numbers showing Joe Biden with a giant lead. But this Marquette poll, which I trust, shows Joe Biden leading Donald Trump by a very small margin, really, 48% to 43%. So that's kind of in that margin of error. Biden is backed by 48% of likely Wisconsin voters. Trump is supported by 43%. Again, that is the hard number. But since May, Biden's lead over Trump there and in this poll has fluctuated between 4 and 6 points. But the president is still pushing for Wisconsin. There's 10 electoral votes there. And the president has had large-scale rallies in a few big cities and is returning on Friday to the Green Bay airport. And Joe Biden also has Wisconsin on his radar. He's returning to Wisconsin on Friday. It's his third trip to the state. Maybe they'll bump into each other. Hey, how you doing? No, they're going to be in different places. They're going to be in opposite ends of the state. All right, we do have an update on Hurricane Zeta. At least one person has died after the Cat 2 storm made landfall in Louisiana. That happened on Wednesday afternoon. The person who was reported dead was electrocuted by a downed power line in New Orleans. And boy, Louisiana has been hit hard. Two tropical storms, I said this before, three hurricanes, geez, cyclones, potential cyclones. It has absolutely been rough in that area. And this path is so similar to ones that have been taken in the past. That's the hurricane-weary people that are just watching the tracking. And many of them got out of the way, thank goodness, because who knows what happens, where it lands, and how much storm surge there is, and all that stuff that you mix into the pot, that you get the probabilities of what could happen. And the probabilities in some areas just didn't look good, and there's no way to try to wade that out, wade it out, didn't make any sense for, some people to do that. Interesting enough, with the fear for some people that the president won't be in the White House again for back-to-back terms, guns and drugs are items that have been flying off the shelves. It's not just toilet paper anymore. Since the start of the pandemic, and of course, their companies have benefited because their stocks have soared. Whether you're talking about Smith & Wesson or Sturm, Ruger & Co.'s company, that same thing, they're seeing how it's shot up. And more women are buying guns in the pandemic. So not just men, women are out there getting guns too. I think it's even more than the election, the pandemic fears. Yeah, I think you mix the two of them together, and then that's what you come up with, people that are concerned and should be for what's happening around them and the big question mark that everybody, lives under with no hard core answers. Let's put it that way. Nothing hard core. Right? All right, coming up, no doubt about it, we have the game of the week in the NFL. You could win some wonderful prizes if you can only nail the score. I'm hitting the field right now. Oh, climbing down the steps. I'll see you there.
Super.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Easy peasy this time around to pick the game of the week in the NFL. Yes, we're going to have some fun with this one. You know, it's a perfect time to win something, isn't it? To win a prize, to pick the winner, to, you know, whatever. There's nothing like that feeling. And that's why we offer it up at Nail the Score. Okay, so the Saints and the Bears, that could have been a good one to pick. Steelers and the Ravens, look at those records. Steelers are perfect, 6-0, Ravens 5-1. We could have gone in the direction of the Patriots, who knows what's wrong with them, and the Bills at Orchard Park, New York. But instead, it's going to be the Sunday night affair on NBC. That's the Cowboys and the Eagles. Yes, the Cowboys are 2-5. They're 0-3 away. They're going to be in Philly territory. Eagles are 2-4-1, 1-2-1 at home. Somehow they've managed to pull out a couple of games. Philadelphia is favored, actually, by 8 points. The over-under for this game is 14. 63 points. So it's the Eagles and the Cowboys on Sunday night. Who are you picking? I gave out the numbers. You can also flip me an email at k2katedelaneyradio.com. k2katedelaneyradio.com is just that easy. And as long as you do it between now and the top of the hour, you are fine. So you'd be crazy not to call this number because you don't have to know anything about football. You're just, you know, just taking a guess, taking a shot at it. Pete in Texas is always there for us, and he's taken a few shots, and we'll see if he can nail it this time. Hi, Pete.
I am going to see if I can deal my own destiny or nail the score.
What do you think? What do you think, the Cowboys are going to win it?
No. No, I don't believe so. I'm going to have to go 28-19. Oh, God, I hate to say this. Philadelphia.
I love that. Pete, we'll see if your prediction comes true or not. Tough times for the Dallas Cowboys.
No doubt.
Yeah. I mean, craziness. You have Jerry Jones telling people to shut up. Shut up is the word for 2020.
Class act right there, buddy.
That's crazy. Craziness in Cowboys. That's what lots of people are saying, and they're frustrated with Jerry Jones. Thanks, Pete. Enjoy the game. So it's a heated rivalry, no doubt. And let's face it, I mean, it's not like the Eagles are setting the world on fire either. But quarterback injuries for the Cowboys, that is really, really taken its toll. And that's an understatement, right? That is an understatement. For sure. It's all on the shoulders of Ezekiel Elliott and what he can do. And can he be a leader? I don't think the Cowboys thought that they would have this kind of a 2020, but nobody thought they were going to have this kind of a 2020, right? Andy Dalton hurt in the team meeting, but it's not going to play, apparently. He's in concussion protocol. So rookie Ben DiNucci would start Sunday at Philly if Dalton can't play. So he's got to pour everything into his head pretty quickly, because I think it's doubtful that Dalton would be back. It doesn't make any sense to me because of the timeline and the protocols and everything else. So incredibly doubtful that that is going to happen. Remember, you can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Cowboys and the Eagles, Nathan, what do you say? Did he leave to go get a Coke?
Nah, I don't. I don't drink that stuff. Wait, I stopped drinking a lot of soda. I was regularly drinking soda daily, almost weekly, down to very few sodas this whole 2020 even. So, no, I was not getting a Coke, but let's do 28-24 Eagles.
All right, 28-24 Eagles. Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah.
And maybe he's drinking spring water or 5-hour energy.
I wish.
I don't get. Yeah, 5-hour energy.
Not
I don't 5 get
hour
it.
Energy either. No, spring water. Yeah.
That sounds good. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Sounds refreshing. Definitely. Cowboys and the Eagles, for me, there is no question it's going to be the Eagles. And it's because, really, the Cowboys aren't the Cowboys that they headed into the season, what they were looking like. So whether they cover that 8-point line, I don't know. But I think the Eagles beat the Cowboys. And the final score will be, let's go with 30 to 21, 30 to 21. So that's, you know, that's a pretty high scoring game. And no matter what, it doesn't matter if one team's losing more. I mean, like I said, the Eagles aren't setting the world on fire either, but their players, some of their key players, are healthier. I would say at the link, this is such a big game. They're expecting the Eagles fans are expecting them to win this one. I mean, they've got a couple of key players, though, that are on injured reserve. DeSean Jackson, the crafty wideout, is one of those people. And, I mean, this is the press to keep on bringing it against the Dallas Cowboys. And that's exactly what they're going to do, because the more running room, though, Zeke gets, the more dangerous that scoreboard becomes to Philadelphia Eagle fans. So it could be a lot better matchup, I think, than is being portrayed. If I'm Mike McCarthy, I'm not, yes, you have to disclose your injuries, but I'm not overly emphasizing those injuries. I'm just focusing on what they have now, what they have in store for fans would include, hopefully, on either side of this, by the way, for Cowboy fans or for Eagles fans, with the way that the temperatures are so hot, let's just say, with these players and this rivalry, to me, with the home game, if the Eagles don't come out of that one winning it, you wouldn't want to listen to talk radio, because I think it would be just that ugly. It would be just that ugly. All right, how about this? American Professional Sports, I saw this in USA Today. I mean, I knew there was contributions, but American sports owners have contributed nearly $47 million in federal elections since 2015. Brings new meaning to, you got to grease a few palms. Legally. That's what you have to do. Legally, you do it. So, I don't know. To me, that number sounds pretty big. And the breakdown that I saw by 538, which Nate Silver does a great job, includes $10 million to Republican causes, $1.9 million to Democratic causes so far in the 2020 election cycle. All right, thanks so much to all of you who tried to nail the score. Have no fear, I'm going through the emails right now. Everybody's numbers will count. Maybe we'll have a winner this time around. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.